Welcome back to the Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE. It's my great pleasure to welcome a new friend of the radio station here. It is the, I will call you an author, Jorge Sanchez. Welcome to the Midday Show, Jorge.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
And thank you. I've got your name correct. I'm not mispronouncing it. You go by Jorge.
Yeah, some people say Joe, some people say Jorge, depending if you could pronounce Jorge correctly. Some people put the accent in the wrong place.
I can screw up whatever you want me to screw up. I'm perfectly comfortable doing that. This is my litmus. What does your mom call you?
Actually, that's interesting. Mom, because I was the first one born here. All the other brothers were born in Puerto Rico. So I think she wanted to make me as American as possible. So she actually never called me Jorge, even when she was like, she always called me
interesting.
Jorge.
That's funny. She was ready to assimilate you right off the bat.
Right off the bat. So she never called me Jorge. It was always George. There are times when someone will say Jorge and I won't hear it because I'm not always used to hearing Jorge.
Oh,
before.
Very good. I like the name Jorge but I always like to ask about the mom because they always pronounce the name correctly. I'll let you take that up with your mother if she should still be present. You already mentioned the name of your collection of short stories, Sanchez 5 Inbound. I like it. It's got the train station on the cover there, so we know what Inbound refers to.
Yes.
This is your first collection of stories, your first time published, and I say first because it actually says collection number one.
Yes.
That there might be future collections coming out.
I hope there's future collections coming out.
Oh, I'm sure.
So the reason why I kind of put the train station on the cover is that, you know, we moved up here from Brooklyn in '96, and so the train has always been that connection between living up state or mid-state or live in a country and kind of still working and commuting in the city. So that's why I kind of have the train that was so my kind of umbilical cord back to where I grew up, back to the city.
And you moved up here from Brooklyn to a town called Armenia in, I guess you could say, Eastern New York. It's right there, almost on the border of New York and Connecticut, right? So that had to be an enormous change for you. Like, did you have a difficulty with back in the 90s? When you made the move?
Well, there wasn't anyone from the city moving up to this area back in the 90s, right? It was completely like, I'll call it the wild, wild west in many ways, you know, and especially not a couple from the city. It was just a very interesting experience. And there's one of the short stories has a blurb about that, about, you know, my wife saying, hey, let's go to the local fireman's pancake breakfast. And I thought, I'm not sure about this because, you know, I just have a feeling about what that's going to be like. And so, you know, we kind of walk in and it's something out of a Western movie where the music's not playing. Everyone turned to us and kind of, who are these two people walking into the breakfast at this point?
Yeah. But obviously it's been a long time. So you're probably a fixture now.
Yes, I think we're still considered weekenders, even after.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's.
It's just kind of the you know, the effect of a small town, you know, that you never quite, you know, a part of the community you are, but, you know, you're still seen as a weekender because you weren't born here. You know, you don't have, you know, a two, three generations.
Well,
here,
yeah,
kind
I
of.
Was going to say also maybe your last name is Sanchez and maybe it's not necessarily directly like racist, but perhaps there's this still something going on with the way people that have been in like, you know, a certain region forever. They look at newcomers, you know,
yeah, it's not,
especially with different last names, that kind of
yeah,
thing.
It's not purely a racist thing, I would say. It's just more about someone new to the community, outside
sure.
the community.
I understand.
With a different accent, you know,
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Slightly darker skin color. So it's I don't it's you know, it's not like I get like
it's not always malignant, right?
Yeah,
I understand.
It's not evil malignant.
No, no. And how long have you been writing? I mean, this is you're a young man, but let's say you've probably had a career doing something else and then you decided that you wanted to publish a collection of stories. How long have you been writing?
So only since for about 5 months. I've always wanted to write, and I started a book decades ago, but I got to kind of bogged down in the, you know, how to structure a book and the plot and how to connect chapters. And so about 5 months ago, I just, you know, had a brainwave and said, I'm just going to write the short stories that would have been part of the book anyway, kind of thing. So that first short story like came out in like 2 days, out of my brain onto the screen in 2 days. And since then, it's just been very kind of this spigot of just stories wanting to get out of my head and onto the screen kind of thing. So it's been quite an interesting journey for the past 5 months.
You just had an event down in the city this past weekend, didn't you?
Yeah, so I had a book fair down, and it's my first book fair, which is a very interesting experience, down in the city on this past Saturday. The book fair was half a block from the high school that I went to, so it was in the same neighborhood.
What neighborhood was that?
It was Spanish Harlem. So this event was on
Okay.
116th Street and between Pleasant and First Avenue. The high school, which is Manhattan Center for Science and Math, was half a block away. As I'm driving in trying to find a parking spot, I see the high school. So it's quite, flat. All these flashback and memories come pouring back. And then, meeting people in the community again, kind of where I grew up. So it was a quite fulfilling, interesting experience for me. I probably gave away more books than I sold, but that wasn't the
That's
point of it.
okay. It's understandable.
It was just to kind of connect with that writing community or those authors, which, being a new author felt important for me to do. And kind of, again, it was just this surreal experience doing it in the old neighborhood. So
That's nice that you were able to do it there for your first book festival. Do you miss the neighborhood? Sounds like you do.
I miss the characters in the neighborhood. I miss the fact that being, growing up back then, there were no video games except Pong when I came up. But it was more about
Right.
you had to figure out how to entertain yourself. You had to figure out how to stay out of trouble. It was just more about you having fun outside and kind of connecting with people in the neighborhood. So I do miss, in some ways, of course, it's changed in the bazillion years since I've been there, grew up there. But there's still that element of, that I remember feeling when I was there as a kid. So
How can people get a copy of your book, George?
they can go to Amazon and charge. So they could go to Amazon and just look up the title. There's too many authors with my name to look up my name on
Right.
Amazon. So
That's
you
right. So again, it's called Sanchez 5 Inbound. Collection number one from George or Jorge, depending how well you know him, the author,
Yes.
last name Sanchez. And if you do go to Amazon and you do get a copy of the book, and I'm encouraging you to do that, go back and write a review. Give it a rating and a review, because that's it helps new authors, or any author, probably, honestly, quite a bit.
Yeah, I often tell people that at this point, the review is really important feedback for me to kind of understand, not that you have to live by reviews, because there's always somebody who's going to say something negative about no matter what you do. But it's important to understand, are you hitting the right marks? Is your voice coming through? Is it not coming through? Does the story make sense? And some of the early reviews have been quite encouraging. And for me, the technical writing piece is something I'm still working on, because I didn't go to school to be a writer, so I'm still working through being proficient technically. But for me, having people say, "I can hear your voice," or "I can hear your sense of humor," was really quite encouraging to hear in some of those early reviews. So.
Jorge Sanchez 5 Inbound is the name of the book. Thank you so much for coming on the Midday Show, Jorge.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
This is 98.1 KZE.